This Roto Report is brought to you by Joe Laser with Laser Insurance and Financial Services. Whether you need auto, home, health, life, or commercial insurance, or if you're looking for advice as you plan for your retirement, call Laser Insurance and Financial Services at 330-722-4444. We're joined right now here on the Roto Report by former Bowling Green and Indiana head basketball coach turned media mogul, Dan Dockets, joins me right now. And you can listen to him daily on ESPN 1070 The Fan in Indianapolis and see him during college hoops season as one of their top analysts for games on ESPN. Danny, how are you today, pal?
Roadman, I'm doing wonderful. It's always good to be with you.
Always a pleasure to chat with you. And the whole LeBron story is unfolding here in Cleveland and in Miami. And Cavalier fans obviously curious to see what decision he will make this time. And Pat Riley doing whatever he can to try and keep him in Miami. And today, Riley goes out and gets verbal free agent commitments from Josh McRoberts and Danny Granger, two former Indiana Pacers. So I figured, hey, why not talk to a guy who's sitting courtside for Pacer games over the last few years to give me an idea of what McRoberts and Granger have left. Let's start with McRoberts. It's been a while since he's been there. I think he was in Indiana 2009 through 11 and played with the Bobcats this past year. But give me your thoughts on McRoberts and if this was a good move by Riley today.
Yeah, Kenny, I think it was. He's coming into his own. Had a pretty good year last year. First time, really, I think that he's been given a position, not had to worry. Kenny, he's a skilled guy, you know. I mean, let's just say that James is going to stay with, you know, let's say the big three are going to stay.
Right.
Which I don't think they are. But let's just say, for the sake of argument, that's what Riley's putting together. I think that both of those guys fit in really well with it. I don't know the salary structure enough of the Heat to say, Kenny, but I know this. McRoberts is versatile. He's a stretch guy. So he's a very good passer. He's athletic. Strength has always been an issue, particularly guarding on the block. But his versatility, I think, makes him a pretty good fit for that particular crew.
6'10", 240, 27 years old, coming off a decent year for the Bobcats, 8.5 points, 5 rebounds per game. Is he a guy, though, Dan, in your opinion, that, you know, will LeBron will look at and go, okay, yeah, I like that signing. I see what Pat's doing here, and give Bron a pause to say, okay, I might want to stay here in Miami.
No, but you know, again, no. But you got to figure what's going to give him pause is to say, okay, Bosh is going to be back and Wade is going to be back. Because let's face it, I mean, LeBron makes guys better and all that kind of stuff. But you know what? They had those two guys, and they weren't able to get it done, you know, against the Spurs. And actually were one block out and one missed shot away from not getting it done for the last 2 years. So, no, I don't think anything that's happened on the periphery thus far, whether it's Napier being drafted, who apparently LeBron liked, or whether it's McRoberts or Granger signing, is one of those things that makes you go, oh, man, I got to play with those guys. But if they all think that they're coming back, it's a good signing. It's you know, it's Granger would be like a Mike Miller type from 2 years ago, and McRoberts would be an upgrade from whomever they're playing or whoever they were playing with.
Dan Dockets is our guest from ESPN 1070 The Fan in Indianapolis. Danny, what about Danny Granger? 6'9", 230. He's 31. A few years ago, he was the face of the Indiana Pacers. The knee injury happens, and he falls out of favor, gets traded to the Clippers this past season. Where is he in his career? Can he still be effective?
Yeah, playing with LeBron, he can be, because he's basically a stand shooter. I mean, you know, I when he left Indianapolis and went to you know, basically the Clippers, you know,
yeah.
A couple things were at play here, Kenny. Number one, he's not a great leader, but he was an adult. You know, he'd been through the league, he'd been through injuries, he handled things really well. Current players, younger players really kind of looked up to him. So that was a blow to the Pacers. But more than that, it kind of showed what Granger was about. With the Clippers, he really didn't do much. But with a guy like LeBron and another 6-8 months to get his knees in shape and get him back healthy, yeah, he can be an effective guy. Always had a scorer's mentality. You know, when he was probably 3 or 4 years ago, when he was the best player on bad teams, man, the dude would hustle. He would, you know, bust his teeth up. So, yeah, another guy, you know, he's an adult, and I can see LeBron and those guys being happy with Danny Granger as a teammate. But not, but Kenny, not a guy that you're going to go, damn, you know, okay, now let's go. We can win a championship with him. No, not like that at all, not even close.
Do you think there are still ill feelings between LeBron and Granger, or do guys in the NBA, Danny, you know, forget about that when, you know, there were some questions with LeBron and D-Wade from that playoff series a few years ago with the hard fouls from Granger, and even McRoberts last year with the elbow to the throat of LeBron. Do you think that would be forgotten if they become teammates, or do they still harbor ill feelings maybe towards each other?
Well, Kenny, you know, there's no way that Pat Riley takes a risk and brings in two guys that LeBron doesn't like. I thought what was interesting was he brought in two guys that stood games. So to me, the way an NBA guy, or at least the NBA guys that I have known, kind of go about their business is they kind of respect people that stand up to you. You know, a guy like LeBron or anybody in the NBA has got enough guys kissing his backside. But I thought that was the most interesting part of the whole thing, Kenny, was – there's no way. I mean, you know it. You feel it in Cleveland. Everybody's, as we're having this discussion, is trying to maneuver to see what's going to make or help ultimately make LeBron's decision. And if Pat Riley thought anything other than those two guys, Granger and McRoberts, as being helpful towards getting LeBron, there's no way he would have made that move. No way. So I thought that was the most interesting part. Granger was not afraid of LeBron. Granger went at LeBron 2 years ago, as you said, and this year McRoberts the same, and yet, lo and behold, you know, 10 minutes after the season's over, they're now being courted as teammates of LeBron, so that kind of tells you where Pat Riley thinks LeBron's brain is relative to competition.
So as we look at this situation with Cleveland and Dan Gilbert and a letter from 4 years ago and the decision by LeBron, now the Cavaliers turning the team around with young lottery picks and Kyrie Irving, who just re-upped. How important was that in sending a message to LeBron about Kyrie locking up for the next 5 years, $90 million, knowing that he'll have one guaranteed all-star on this team with some other young potential all-star players?
I think it's huge, and I think his position is huge. You know, being a point guard, I felt all along that LeBron James – was going to come back to Cleveland. And I've said it on my radio show. I don't see LeBron James as being a guy that wants to go play in 16 different places, you know, or let's say four, let me be more realistic, four or five different places during the course of his career. I think that he and his group, what little I know of them, kind of respect the history of basketball. And to be seen as a vagabond going from place to place isn't something that Magic Johnson did, Larry Bird did, Michael Jordan did. Kareem Abdul-Jabbar played in two places. Shaq played in a couple places, and then he ended up kind of vagabonding around. I cannot believe that LeBron James and his group want to all of a sudden go to Houston, or want to all of a sudden go to L.A., or want to all of a sudden go to wherever. So I think the combination of things, I think that Kyrie Irving certainly – would be somebody that would be appealing to LeBron James, because now he doesn't have to be the point guard. He doesn't have to put that wear and tear on his body. And, Kane, let me say this. The reason I think that the wear and tear factor becomes even more important is the NBA, like every other league, is a copycat league. You know, people see what Tim Duncan, Ginobili, Parker have been able to do late in their careers with the rest that Popovich puts on them, with the way they go about their business. So I got to believe that LeBron James and his group see that and say, wait a second, you know, if I continue to, you know, play point guard, which is what he does basically, then play off
right.
guard, then run the break, then, you know, do all the things, it's great, but, you know, you're going to be far less effective in your mid-30s. So I feel like Cleveland is in a great spot to get James, and one of the reasons is without question a guy like Kyrie Irving around.
Andrew Wiggins is the number one overall pick this past year. Dan, do you think it would benefit the Cavaliers more to stay with the youth movement in trying to lure LeBron, or do you think they might have to package a Wiggins with somebody else to bring Kevin Love here, another proven all-star, so it would maybe speed up the process of winning starting this year as opposed to waiting a year or two?
If you could say right now for for the Cleveland Cavaliers. We're going to give you somebody, Andrew Wiggins, however the deal would work out. And Kevin Love is coming to Cleveland. If I was a Clevelandite, and I'm a Cleveland fan, just haven't been at Bowling Green, I'd be so damn happy with that, I couldn't even tell you. Because, look, Kevin Love is an effective guy in a lot of areas, and one of which is shooting the basketball. So you've got a guy that I guess you could say would be a little bit like Bosch, could shoot the ball and rebound, but a much more high-volume rebounder in Love. I don't see where you always try to put yourself in someone else's shoes. If I was LeBron James, would I rather play with Kyrie Irving and Kevin Love, or would I rather play with Andrew Wiggins and Kyrie Irving? And the answer to me is so simple, so easy. Give me Kevin Love any day of the week. Because you know what you're getting. You've got an adult. You don't have to build. Building is nice in theory, but when you're LeBron's age, the only thing you're going to be measured by is the number six. You know, Michael Jordan's six championships, or Kobe Bryant, or whoever. So, you know, that's it. So developing a young, talented guy is great when he's like 45 years old, but not right now.
Dan Dockich is our guest. Danny, before I let you go, I appreciate the time. By the way, I was doing some Google searches on you. The mop you wore and the number 11 you wore when guarding Michael Jordan, epic photo that I found today there on Google and on Wikipedia, man. You were styling back in the day with the short shorts and the long hair, kind of like a Pete Maravich look you had going on back then.
Well, you know, I'm Serbian. Maravich is Serbian. But you know that. Everybody in those days had that kind of parted down the middle feathered back wig, baby. And
absolutely.
The short shorts are embarrassing. I actually had I had my son put them on, and he's like 6'2", and you know he's embarrassed. So then I had a girl that I'm dating put them on, and she's like, "Dan, you can't wear these. These are ridiculous." And but anyway,
the fact that you still have them is what amazes me. You still have those hanging around.
I stole everything I had from Indiana, man. Shorts, shirts. If it wasn't bolted down, I swiped it. Kenny.
Great stuff. Danny, last thing on the whole LeBron thing. We may know by the end of this week. We may not, but I think we're going to know sooner rather than later. What's your gut tell you? What's your head tell you as a former player, as a former college coach at the BG in Indiana, and you cover these guys, you go to NBA games and that. What's your gut telling you on this thing?
My gut tells me he's coming back to Cleveland. I mean, it just does. I've felt this for a while. The only thing that gives me a little bit of pause is why, you know, some of these other guys opted out. Why would Wade opt out and lose $42 million if LeBron was leaving? But my gut tells me right now Cleveland's the favorite. I go back to it. I think that, and I could be dead wrong, I just don't think that LeBron James wants to chase at this point in his career, city after city after city, and guy after guy after guy. He has a chance to do a couple things. He went and won a couple championships, got a chance to do the same thing in his hometown, kind of make a wrong a right, you know, the whole way he left, probably wrong, but he can make that into a heck of a right, and it can be a great story, and I just don't see him going anywhere else. My gut tells me he's coming back to Cleveland. And if not that, then he's going to stay in Miami, and everything else is just a bunch of nonsense.
Dan Dockich, great stuff. We appreciate it. And everybody can check him out at ESPN 1070, The Fan in Indianapolis, on a daily basis, 12 to 3. And then when college hoop season rolls around, check him out on ESPN. Danny, thanks for joining me tonight, bud.
Anytime, Road Man. You kidding me? Love it.
All right. Appreciate it. There he is, Dan Dockich on the Rotary Report, brought to you by Laser Insurance and Financial Services. Call Joe Laser for all your insurance and financial needs, 330-722-4444. Check him out online at laserinsurance.com. And as always, C-Town, keep it real.